Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
And welcome back to hour number two. Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe Messina. It is great to be with you on a Wednesday night, and it is a busy, busy Wednesday night. If you are following us on Facebook or not following us on Facebook, you need to follow us on Facebook. Check out therealside.com. You can find the Facebook page. There is a chat room on the website as well where you can hang out on the Facebook page with your Facebook friends and give us a phone call if you'd like to chime in. 855-732-5563. You know, there's a saying that's going around right now. I'm sure I've been guilty of saying it as well, is that this rock has been spinning for 4 billion years, and here we are alive in the age of Donald Trump. It is interesting times we live in indeed. I'm old enough now to be involved, at least alive, during 3 impeachments, if Trump does go to impeachment. I was a kid when Nixon was, and I wasn't even living in America at the time, but I was very well versed in politics and followed it very, very closely when President Clinton was impeached. And we knew all along that this was the goal for the Democrats, and that they were just going to find a way, by hook or crook, to impeach this president. For them, we're dealing with preteen children, adolescent mindset children. This is the Democrat Party today, folks. It is all about emotion. It is all about orange man bad, love Trump's hate. And, you know, I'm sorry, but a lot of these folks on the left today, we can't even have a conversation with them anymore, because I was talking with a friend the other day who is a Democrat. And he says, it looks like they got him this time, you know. And I said, on what? And what we are looking at here is that, it looks like we've got a call on hold here in just a moment. But I asked him on what specifically we have, and that is, what is the proof? I just want to know, where is the proof? But the fact is that if you want to start taking a look at proof of collusion, if you want to start taking a look at actual nepotism, if you want to start taking a look at how the elite protects themselves and their families using the cushy confines of government and elected service, you need to look no further than the Barack Obama and Biden administration, and specifically Hunter Biden.
2013 trip to China getting new attention this morning, not for what Joe Biden did, but for who he brought with him. His son, Hunter, joining the then vice president on the official visit to Beijing, along with Hunter's daughter, Finnegan. Unknown to the press back then, Hunter Biden was forming a Chinese private equity fund, planning to raise money, including from Chinese investors. Years later, Hunter Biden acknowledged that during the trip, he met with a Chinese banker, which his spokesperson describes as a social visit, not a business one. 10 days after the Biden's trip, Shanghai authorities issued the fund's business license, something President Trump has seized on as he pushes back against the impeachment inquiry. A 2013 trip to China.
All right. And now, reported today, an ex-Ukraine prosecutor said he was told to back off probing of the Biden-linked firm. This just came up today. The fire prosecutor at the center of the Ukraine controversy said during a private interview with President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, earlier this year, that he was told to back off an investigation involving a natural gas firm that was linked to Joe Biden's son. You know what? Now we're starting to talk about quid pro quo. We're starting to talk bribes. We've got a quick phone call here. Got a couple minutes before the break. Let's take it. Who do we have on the line here?
Yeah, this is Ed. I just want to talk real quick. Like, there can't be anything that's going to be accomplished through Congress because they're all screwed. It has to be an outside interest of a DOJ's office, maybe investigation some way for that. But all of these people that are participating, the Pelosi, the Swifts, and all that, the only thing that can be done in a quick manner, because what they're referring to is they are actually forming an insurrection, which is an inside gutting of our country. And but that would take, again, the Congress to vote on. So the only thing that can really be brought start to be charging these people is malfeasance. At least that would get the ball rolling and start bringing charges, collusion and the process, because the insurrection is similar to impeachment, but it's more serious. It
yeah.
means that you are trying to overthrow the government internally.
Yeah, and that's exactly what this is, Ed. Thanks for the call. This is a coup d'etat. This is an attempted coup d'etat. And that is exactly what they have been planning all along. Shifty Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, they have been moving this direction, and they thought they were going to have it with the Mueller probe. They thought they were going to have it with Mueller. They thought they had it with Mueller. Mueller showed zippo. There was no proof. There was no collusion. There was nothing. And so they jumped on this thing because they knew that for them, this is all politics. They needed to do something before they got to 2020 so it didn't look political. This is the most political decision they've ever done. This is the most political thing I've ever seen. This is all about politics because show me, as I was saying to my friend, anywhere in that transcript there was a quid pro quo. Not the CNN cut and paste yada 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 transcript where they literally cut and pasted, I'm asking you a favor, and then they cut out 540 words and then saying, we'd like to learn a little bit more about this investigation. That was much further in the phone call. This isn't, don't show me Adam Schiff's Martin Scorsese screenplay that he wrote. All of it has been absolutely faked. This is like, I mean, I can't imagine if Trump and Trump Jr. did these things and the Democrats were in power in the White House and the Senate and they obviously had the media. They would be taking Trump and his son to task like crazy right now. Instead, on the left, we have nothing but crickets for the left. Got John Gabriel, editor-in-chief at Ricochet.com, coming up after the break. We're going to get really deep into this. Don't go away.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
An explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
And welcome back to the Real Side Radio with Dave Sussman in the chair here, Joe. And I got to tell you, I know that was a little bit of a rant the last couple of... But it's no reason to have a rant right now. There's nothing that should make me so upset and so angry. Maybe we can kind of pull it all apart and put it back together again with John Gabriel, who is the editor-in-chief at Ricochet.com. He's a contributor at Arizona Central and the undisputed king of stuff. How you doing, my good friend?
Doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing really well. You know, I wanted to have you on because I read this article that you wrote, which is up at Ricochet.com, and you're talking about this fire hose of excrement, which is coming right now on everybody. And this is one of my biggest fears, John. First of all, talk about what you mean by this, and then we can go into the reasoning for it. What is this fire hose that you're referring to?
Well, it's just anybody who follows the news at all, and I well... I was going to say I pity the people who don't follow it much, but I think I envy them a little bit. But if you need to follow the news and you're on social media, every day there's another quote-unquote blockbuster that's, boy, this is the end of Trump this time. And then about 2 hours later, it comes out that, oh, the story was wrong, there were errors, or at least there's mitigating circumstances. But by then, two more stories have dropped. And this is the end. So it's just this fire hose of nonsense being sprayed in every direction by the media and their allies in Congress, the Democrats. And it's just spraying everywhere. And, yes, it's hitting all Trump's people, but it's splashing back and hitting the accusers as well, because you have all these different news agencies who are just obviously they loathe Trump. It's very obvious. They're throwing away any kind of journalistic integrity. And it's really blowing back hard on Biden and also now Adam Schiff.
One of the things I'm worried about is that there are a lot of good people in this country, and they may not be politically active or just as interested as you or I are. Unfortunately, and you said that, and I laugh because I'm the same way. I envy people that don't follow this on a certain level, because it is somewhat cancerous. I mean, the ups and the downs and the anger, and especially if you watch social media. I know you're prevalent on and prolific on Twitter, I think there this is by design, where this fire hose is being sprayed at the American public, that so many people are just tuning out and turning off, and at the end of the day, they come home, they're exhausted, they've been working two jobs, they just want to turn on Dancing with the Stars, and they might get 15 seconds of news on their local news, and it's really what the Democrat news networks have been saying all day anyway, and they don't look into it deep enough to really understand the complexities of this. Does that change the outlook for elections, do you think?
Yeah, I think it kind of depends. If you kind of tend to give Trump the benefit of the doubt of the Democrats, and the Democrats, you have no reason to give them the benefit of the doubt. They just wasted 3 years insisting that Trump was colluding with Russia. Now, without so much as an apology, they've immediately shifted to, no, Trump's been colluding with Russia's mortal enemy, Ukraine. Now let's impeach him for this. And I think a lot of people have tuned it out, and just this constant level of outrage. You know, the Democrats have been trying to impeach Trump since before he was even inaugurated. Chuck Schumer famously said December before he even took office that they were looking into impeachment already. This is just a semi-convenient excuse, but I think it's going to go the way of the Mueller report. It's going to blow up in their faces, and more we're seeing that Adam Schiff was in on this. He found out about the whistleblower complaint before it was even filed and coordinated with the whistleblower, just as many of us expected. But now it's really out in the open. So, I think a lot of Americans have tuned out. And the good news for Trump is the press and the Democrats, it's been the boy who cried wolf. They've been screaming, he's destroying our republic, he's finished any day now, the walls are closing in, all these various cliches they use.
Yeah.
And they've been saying it nonstop since he was running in the GOP primary. Boy, we've got him this time, and they never seem to get him.
Well, I think during the primary, you or I were believing that the walls were closing in and he was done. I think I wrote articles up on Ricochet after the McCain comment, you know, winners don't get caught or whatever that was, that it was finished. And we laughed about it. But here he is, and I know you are a Trump skeptic. I don't think you're fool never Trump. I don't think you were.
No.
Right. But at the same time, I think you call good Trump bad Trump, intellectually honest. And I know a lot of people at Ricochet do as well. But I also have seen somewhat of a change for those folks that are seeing that he is actually he is actually living up to the promises, unlike so many presidential candidates and politicians generally ever do. And from a conservative standpoint, holy cow, did you ever think that he was going to get the judicial nominees through and the tax reform through and the regulatory issues through and fighting on the border the way that he was? Do you think, no matter whether you like the man or not, that will lend itself well to a strong reelection chance next year?
Yeah, I think it will. And my evidence of this is the Kavanaugh hearing. That was something that really united Republicans, even, you know, boy, a lot of never Trumpers, they hate Trump. All they do is whine about him nonstop. But even they were appalled appalled at how the naked partisanship on display from the Democrats on that. And you had people who weren't very politically active saying, okay, this is absolutely insane. And I think this Ukraine business fits right into it, because even if you think the call was questionable, and by questionable I mean, I wonder if he should have done that, not that he did anything guilty, but even if you are skeptical of it and go, boy, why is he talking to the Ukraine president about Biden? Does it rise to the level of impeachment? Of course not. If anything, the norms being violated are all coming from the Democrat side. They're just dying to impeach him. It doesn't matter what excuse they have. And they think this is their second bite of the apple after the Mueller report collapsed. And I don't think the American people are buying it. And I think a lot of conservatives more and more are thinking we're in a fight for survival here. If the Democrats just... Let's be honest, if you watch in the Democratic debates, they despise, you know, half the country, absolutely despise us. And that's going to raise people's hackles and say, hey, you don't get to tell us who we're allowed to vote for, what we're allowed to believe. Enough already.
Yeah, I think that they are turning off a lot more people than they're bringing into the party. And I want to talk with you after the break. We've got a few seconds here before our bottom of the hour break. But I want to talk to you about, you know, what we're seeing right now from the standpoint of this information that's coming out regarding Schiff. He knew, as you just referred to, the whistleblower before he said he did be, you know, basically all the lies that are now starting to come out here and what is happening with Barr overseas and this maybe a drop of information that's about to be dumped on the Democrats that they would never have expected. And I want to get your impressions on how that may actually impact his, first, the impeachment hearings, if there's going to be impeachment hearings, and then what's going to happen with everything as we get into the actual full-blown campaign. So we've got John Gabriel. He's the editor-in-chief at Ricochet.com. Everybody needs to check out Ricochet.com. I get to write over there. Very fortunate. And it's a fantastic right-of-center site. And I greatly appreciate you taking the time. We'll be back after the break. Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
While the president calls the inquiry a hoax and a scam, a frustrated and angry President Trump said he would go ahead and cooperate with investigators.
This is a fraudulent crime on the American people.
But we'll work together with Shifty Shift and Pelosi and all of them, and we'll see what happens.
Reporters are still asking about the urgent meeting on Capitol Hill. The State Department Inspector General gave key committee members a briefing on Ukraine and dropped off a packet of information. Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin says it appears to be disinformation that was devised to discredit the impeachment inquiry against the president. He called it amateurish and an irrelevant distraction.
It is a package of propaganda and disinformation and conspiracy theories. The real question is, where did it come from?
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard.
And bottom of the hour, welcome back to Real Side Radio. I'm Dave Sussman. And if you're not chatting with us on the Facebook room for Real Side, please get involved. There is a lot of action happening right now. People are chatting and venting, and it's a good place to be. And you can find that at realside.com. Of course, you can listen to us across the fruited plain. 52 stations now, right? GCN Network and Salem Radio Network as well. And you can always call in. We had a call last hour, 855-732-5563. But first, I'm delighted to be speaking with John Gabriel. John Gabriel is the editor-in-chief at one of my favorite websites. It is called Ricochet.com. It is a very civil place where you can talk politics, which is unlike most other places online today. John, I gotta first say this. You and I were just chatting during the break off air, and we both agree that this entire impeachment push is purely political. And one of the reasons that I know this is purely political is because I read a report today, I think you probably saw it as well, that Schiff says that he wants to push this thing through before Thanksgiving, 6 weeks. And so if you remember the last two impeachments, and I barely remember the last one in 98, I wasn't old enough to know what was going on in 73. But 73 took 8 months, and 98 Clinton took 5 months. They want to push this thing through in 6 weeks. Does America understand that this is purely just about branding the impeachment word on the president they hate?
Yeah, it really seems like most people will view it this way. In the past, you've had, you know, it was before our time, but Watergate, what they did is say, okay, how can we convince over time, you know, here we'll lay out the evidence, we'll convince some independents, we'll convince a few errant Republicans who might oppose Nixon at some point. And it was this methodical release of information. And Democrats now are just throwing everything to the wall at the exact same time. It's like their wall is covered in spaghetti, hoping one strand is able to stick. They aren't even trying to win people over. And based on their actions in the past and how shifty they've been with, you know, they were talking about impeaching Kavanaugh a month ago, for crying out loud, and they forgot that quite quickly. But I think they are just trying to rush this through. I think also Pelosi wants to rush it through because she knows an election's coming up, and red state, all these red state Democrats who eked out wins in their district, even though Trump won those districts in the past, they're nervous. They're extremely nervous, and they want this to be forgotten as soon as possible.
I spoke at a rally for congressional candidates on Saturday. I was very fortunate. I met with probably actually over a dozen congressional candidates, mostly throughout California. And Trump's social media guy, what's his name, Pascal? He suggested that they've got 12 seats in the bag. They need 18 to turn the House. They're actually going to start putting money into California races because of the vote harvesting that they did. That's illegal in North Carolina, by the way. That gave us a special election last month. But in California, it's completely legal, and we can go door-to-door and just grab votes. If you think that this is going to turn it basically on Democrats on their back, and do you think it could lose the House for them?
I think it definitely could. They are playing a very high-stakes game now, and for some reason they're constantly convinced that they're going to win the next election, everybody's voting Democrat, and they will stay in power forever. And that's why they're changing the House rules to try to rush through this impeachment. They think they're never going to be out of control again. It's going to backfire on them, I believe, at this point. And that's the thing. Anything can happen. The news cycles change every day. But if you look at the fundraising figures for the GOP and for Trump, they are astronomical. It was something like, I can't remember the exact stats, but it was something like four times the amount that Obama made in the same part of the cycle Trump has just taken in. So people are very motivated and very angry, especially when you have major Democratic presidential candidates just saying, proposing taxes for everything, attacking Wall Street, and taking away everybody's guns and free speech, religious liberty, you name it. I think they're making a lot of people nervous, including people who might have wanted to vote for them if they had just remained semi-sane, or at least pretended to be sane.
Today, Trump campaign, Republican National Committee to report $125 million raised in the third quarter. By comparison, as you were just saying, Barack Obama and the DNC raised around $70 million in the same quarter before his reelection campaign. Trump nearly doubled that. Hillary Clinton, even with all our huge donors in 2016, didn't have numbers like this. So you're absolutely correct. Okay, one of my favorite podcasts features you and Stephen Miller. It is called The Conservatarians. Everybody can find that on iTunes and Ricochet and everywhere else you can download your podcasts. It's a fantastic podcast. It's just the two of you riffing. And Stephen Miller is with Fox News. He's all over the place as well. One of the things that you guys were talking about was that you're seeing even folks that are diehard never Trumpers, libertarians, other folks that are out there that are starting to come around. Talk a little bit about that, what you're seeing.
Yeah, well, we published an article from Richard Epstein. If you know anything about libertarian or conservative jurisprudence, he is this rock star law professor who recommends candidates that many of whom Trump has gotten through the nomination process. He was stridently anti-Trump, even as inauguration started. And he said he is outraged at the impeachment. He says it's ludicrous. There is no evidence for this. I've never seen anything like this. And he is the most passionate legal defender I've seen of Trump, and he's a guy who's beyond a Trump skeptic. An article was published today, John Podhoretz. Many of your listeners might be familiar with him. He's the editor-in-chief of Commentary Magazine. Also, never Trump, I would have to put him in that position. He's saying his headline today is impeachment may have jumped the shark. He's saying this is ludicrous. So if they're losing people who are highly, highly skeptical of Trump, then they're losing all sorts of people, especially independents.
It's amazing to me that there's still such a thing as a never Trumper. I look at it like, that's still a thing, but because Trump, listen, you don't have to like the man. You don't have to agree with everything he says. You don't have to like his tweets. But as a conservative, right, as a libertarian, as a free market guy, I don't care about the individual. I want the policies. That's the way I look at things. And yet there's still, you got your Bill Kristols, you got others that are out there, Nichols and other folks that are out there, that are still so diametrically opposed to this man. And you and I have spoken about this before. What about those diehard never Trumpers? Even with everything that we've seen with the judicial nominees and the appointments and the economy and everything else, what do you think it would take to turn them towards Trump in 2020?
I think many of them, honestly, and I usually don't question the motives, but I think it's a meal ticket for a lot of people. You know, high-profile people are being invited on MSNBC and CNN all the time, or having books lauded by places like the New York Times just because they oppose Trump. I think that does have something to do with it. And they've just dug in their heels so much, because a lot of people on both sides, right and left, really like the swamp the way it is. They don't want things to change. The sweetheart deal that Biden's son got with Ukraine, well, this is how business has been done in the Beltway for many, many decades. And that affects Republicans as well as Democrats, who kind of want to keep things calm and keep things rolling because it's been very, very good for them and their friends. And he threatens that. He threatens people on both sides of that. And, yeah, I will definitely criticize Trump when I think he makes a bad policy choice or something like that. But just this pretending that 2016 never happened, that Hillary would have been better, Hillary of all people, it's just ludicrous. They need to accept 2016 happened, right and left people. 2016 happened, and this is the new reality, and you need to adjust to it. Just constantly sniping from the sideline, I really don't see how that helps anybody.
Yeah, yeah. In our last few seconds here, folks could find you at ricochet.com. You're also on Twitter at xjohn, E-X-J-O-N. Fantastic feed. I use your information regularly to learn about what's going on. And I greatly appreciate everything that you're doing, John. In our last 30 seconds here, what happens November the 3rd or 4th, whatever the election date is, if Trump wins re-election? What do you expect to happen in the media and everywhere else?
Absolute pandemonium and meltdown. The problem is, like I said, they've been crying wolf so long. I don't know how you can ramp it up from what it has been. They need to accept defeat.
Yeah, they certainly do. Well, listen, I should be in Arizona soon. Hey, go ASU. Red Devils? No, I'm sorry. I should know this. My son's going to school there. Sun Devils. Go Sun Devils. And I should be down there, and hopefully we can connect again and have some coffee. I greatly appreciate you taking the time. Best of luck. Continue writing. You are a fantastic source of information. Everybody follow John Gabriel at ricochet.com and at xjohn. And we'll have you on again soon. Greatly appreciate you taking the time, John.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks. And folks, don't go away, because when we come back, we got a lot more information coming up here for you at Real Side Radio. I'm just going to say this to you right now. If your head hasn't exploded yet, it's about to. We're getting a lot more news coming up here after the break. Don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
Hey, man, I don't feel like going to school no more!
No more! How you all doing tonight? Dave Sussman here at bottom of hour number two at Realside Radio, sitting in the chair for Joe Messina. We are live on Facebook and at our website, therealside.com. Of course, you can listen to us on radio stations all across the country, 52 of them, I believe, GCN Network and Salem Radio. And there is a chat room on the website. Please hang out. Make some new friends. I have, and just great, phenomenal people. You can always call us as well at 855-732-5563. I teased with John Gabriel before we finished the break there and went to commercial that I got breaking news or big news coming up. It is breaking news, and I haven't seen this anywhere else. I'm just going to tell you right now that if you are deep state, if you are John Brennan, you should be very, very concerned. Former CIA Director John Brennan said he is concerned about the Justice Department's review of the origins of the Russia investigation. Just released
Washington Examiner. Headline, William Barr has John Brennan concerned about DOJ inquiry into the Russia investigation origins. If you haven't been following, and a lot of people have just been, as John Gabriel was talking about, absolutely just the fire hose of information. It's very, very hard to keep up with everything. But the investigation into the investigators has been underway since the spring, and reports this week showed that Attorney General William Barr has taken a more expansive role in it than previously known, pressing foreign leaders to cooperate with the DOJ. During an interview today, Brennan said he is supposedly going to be interviewed by John Durham, the U.S. attorney tasked with leading the review. Brennan said by all accounts that Durham is a man of integrity, but added Barr has proved himself to be the president's attorney. He said, given that Barr is now accompanying the Durham on these things, it really makes me think that the hands of politics and of Trump are now being used to massage what is this ongoing review, quasi-investigation, so I'm concerned. Turnabout is fair play, John Brennan. Turnabout is fair play. With Barr sending a shockwave through Washington by asserting, quote, quote, spying did occur against the Trump campaign, Brennan went on the defensive. Does the CIA spy? Yes, he told MSNBC earlier this year. Do we spy against our foreign adversaries? Yes. Do we spy against domestic individuals? No, we do not. We work very closely with the FBI. And when the Russians were trying to interfere in that election and to change the outcome of it in their favor, the CIA and the FBI worked very collaboratively to see what the Russians were doing and who they were working with. So Republicans believe that the impending declassification of the Russia investigation documents will show an email exchange between Brennan and former FBI Director James Comey discussing the use of British ex-spy Christopher Steele's unverified dossier in the U.S. intelligence community's assessment on Russia's interference in the 2016 election. Representative Trey Gowdy, you remember Trey, former South Carolina representative, he claimed to have seen the classified material and said this puts Brennan in jeopardy more than it does Comey. And Durham has enlisted CIA Director Gina Haspel, former Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, and FBI Director Christopher Wray to help with the task. Folks, I'm just going to say this to you right now. Don't let the media bury the news that's going to be coming out in the next few weeks. This will be reported by newspapers like the Washington Examiner and others. You may even be seeing some snippets of it in mainstream news like Washington Post and the New York Times. But do not expect it to be front page. It will be C-28. And it will get buried, and the news broadcasts will not be talking about it from any other perspective other than Trump is now coming up with all of this information to try and divert America's attention away from his impeachable crimes, of which there are none. We are now at a place where, I'm just going to say this, Donald Trump and the Republicans are finally showing some spine. We started to see that today at Trump's presser with the president of Finland. He started fighting back. He had the New York Times article showing Schiff essentially lied, saying that he didn't have any contact with the whistleblower before the hearings began. He lied. He lied. This is going to be huge when the deep state is unveiled. And the question is, mainstream media, journalists, New York Times, Washington Post, ABC, CBS, NBC. We know CNN, MSNBC are not going to go into this. But will the quote-unquote mainstream news cover this? Or are they going to continue going down this continual defense of Democrats and going after President Trump? And then I ask those in the media, I ask you in the media, if the shoe was on the other foot, if the deep state attempted coup was from Republicans to take out President Obama, how interested would you be? How much time would you investigate this? How much ink and air, over the air, television news will be focused on this? It will be non-stop. It will be wall-to-wall coverage. And if Donald Trump Jr. was getting paid $80,000 a month by a Ukrainian oil and energy company, and got $1.5 billion transferred over to a hedge fund for him to manage, and Donald Trump Jr. had zero energy, zero oil, zero financial services experience, how much time would you invest in reporting that if it was Donald Trump Jr.? It's time to be honest. Your credibility factor is close to zero. More people believe in Bigfoot than they believe that the media isn't biased. And this is one of the most important chapters in our country's history. They are throwing the word impeachment around. They are using the word impeachment as a political tool, cheapening it, diminishing its significance, just like they do with the word racism, just like they do with the word bigot, sexist. And they're doing it to impeachment. This is serious, folks. This is a group of insiders, the elitists, the deep state, that have tried to protect their chiefdoms and fiefdoms for years. They liked the way that it was. And here comes a president that threatens it all. And they will do everything in their power, using their power illegally, by hook or crook, to prevent him first from becoming president, and once he became president, for doing an attempted coup d'etat. This is now going to start coming out. And I ask you, listening to this, do not let the media, do not let the left get away with this. We may be in a cold civil war in this country. I don't see us taking up arms against fellow Americans on this, as some are predicting. But we are more divided now in the past 18 to 24 months than we have probably been since the 1860s. We've always been divided, but it's never been like this. And who do we thank? Who can we thank? Who can we blame? Who can we assign blame to? Those that wanted to keep things status quo. They used their power to continue the cocktail party set from being disrupted. And Donald Trump, for all of his warts, for all of his mannerisms that you may or may not like, for the first time since I've lived in America and became a naturalized citizen, I have seen a politician that truly is giving of himself to try to make America a better place and not protect his own. He doesn't need this. He's a billionaire. Could you imagine having that kind of money and then putting up with what Donald Trump is putting up with right now? Could you imagine waking up every single day and knowing that 62, 63, 65 million people, plus a barrel of ink, plus unlimited headlines in the news that today is your last day as president, the walls are closing in, saying things, making up things about you, calling you a racist? Could you imagine? Thank God we have this president. We'll be back after the break at the top of the hour. Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio. Don't go away.